Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you did, because Bob Kuska is back in the building, ladies and gentlemen, so to speak. Bob's a good friend of ours, and Bob is the creator of the Fusion Factory. He's a former HR executive with a Gillette company. He's the founder of HRAuto.org. He's an outstanding entrepreneur. He's one of our top HR experts, human resources experts, and our brain trust, and a pretty cool guy, too. Bob Kuska, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Bob, as I look around at the marketplace and I contemplate the challenges that are ahead of us, it's kind of hard for me to see the economy getting too bad when I realize how many jobs there are out there going wanting, how many businesses need people to work for them, and they can't find enough people to do the jobs. That tells me that unemployment is not going to get too bad. How bad can a downturn be without unemployment going up? What do you think?
Well, I agree with you on that statement, Jim, and let me share with you a piece of data I saw last week that suggests to me that this economy is different than past economies.
Exactly.
Typically, you know, when the economy starts to turn down, where do people cut expenses? And many people cut expenses in people. You know,
right.
They have layoffs, they cut their training budgets.
Exactly.
You know, we call that human capital. Well, last week, Watson Wyatt, very large consulting firm, released data over 500 CEOs were interviewed, and they were asked about the economy, and not surprising, you know, a large proportion of them said, you know, the first half of 2008 is going to be an economic downturn. But what was totally surprising to me was a whopping 46% of them said they were going to increase their spending in human capital. So they weren't going to slow down their hiring or their development of their people. And for me, Jim, that's a change in the 3 decades that I've been in business.
Yep.
And I think it's an emerging trend.
You're saying what I've been saying, and that is that whatever we're headed into, it's not like anything we've had in the past.
No, I absolutely agree. And a second piece of data that I just saw yesterday that hasn't even been released yet, that when people were asked, this is again, you know, executives were asked about their challenges regarding their employees, a whopping 40% of them said it's going to be sourcing and hiring the talent when we need it. So this idea of getting talent, you know, even as we look at, you know, economic challenges, it's really way up there on the radar screen.
Right. Well, what are small business owners, how do we deal with all this all the stuff that's going on? I actually think that depending on where you are, this could be a great opportunity for small businesses to pick up some top level talent, because as the big companies lay people off, which they are doing to some degree, small business owners are not doing that, but big companies are. These people are being laid off in the big companies. They're running for cover. They're saying, you know what? I don't want any more of that. I want to go to work for somebody who cares about me, and that's a small business. I think it's time to pick up some folks. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, buying real estate in a down market, right? First of all, there was already some movement away from large corporate America. There's been a lot of stress on people over the last 10 years,
yep.
You know, downsizing, do more with less. And a lot of people are saying, you know, I'd rather work for myself. I'd rather work for a smaller business in my town. So there's already been some trends that way. But you're absolutely right. With more talent in the market, and by the way, well, we say more talent in the market, but if you look at the numbers, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says in 2011 we're going to need 168 million workers in the United States, and we're going to only have 165.
Yep.
So we're going to be about 3 million workers short. This is the time to look at your workforce and say, can I pick up that guy that's going to impact my business?
Mm-hmm. So how do we do that? How do we make that? By the way, some economists tell me on this show, have told us on this show, that we're 2 million jobs short right now.
Yeah, in certain areas, I'm seeing that. In certain areas, geographically and functionally, on the West Coast and the East Coast, I'm seeing wages already starting to go up because you can't get the people you need.
Right.
And in certain fields, engineering, one of my firms is a CPA firm. They can't get accountants. You know, the kids aren't going into the field. There's not enough of them coming out. And the war for talent is really heating up.
But I'll tell you something else, Bob. I believe that one of the most perilous things that this economy faces is not globalization or anything else. As much as I think it is the fact that we're going to run out of talent, as you've been talking about, and the United States is not going to be competitive because we can't get all the work done.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very concerned about that as well, Jim. However, we've always
technology can only take us so far.
Yeah. Yeah, we're only producing about 70,000 engineers out of undergraduate per year compared to China that's producing 500,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let's talk about something that small businesses can do right now, Jim. And this requires some work. I'm encouraging people to step back and do what I call a demographic assessment. Look at your workforce. How many people do you have? Who are they? You know, do you have somebody that's a key player and, you know, maybe getting close to retirement and you could lose them? Well, start to think now about succession planning. One of the things with a lot of my small business clients are they're so engaged in the day-to-day business, they don't take the time to step back and plan.
They're so busy operating they can't manage.
Yeah. And I understand that. You know, as you and I have spoken in the past, they don't always have someone focusing in on the human resources, you know, because that's a luxury for the size of the business that they are.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do this yourself. You step back, you put all your people on a piece of paper. You say, how many of these do I have and how many of that? And how many of them are good and how many of them have the skills that I'm going to need 3 years from now, you know, when my business grows into another region or adds a new product line?
Yeah, and sometimes you might have to bring that person on even a little bit in advance of your plans, because the availability of that right person and your plans for that person might not be in sync.
Absolutely. In fact, let me give you a quick.
It's worse to be behind the curve than it is ahead of the curve, folks. Believe it or not, it's more expensive to be behind the curve than it is to be ahead of the curve. Bob, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Right back with Bob Cuska, the president of Fusion Factor. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The way you said, say goodnight. Parade on, it's a crazy feeling. And
I personally have so enjoyed being a part of the Small Business Advocacy. Well, I screwed up. The Small Business Avocado, we could turn it into that.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Avocado. See, we do have fun here on the show, don't we, folks? And we're going to have more fun because we got our good buddy Bob Cuska back on the show. Bob is a guy who created something called the Fusion Factor, and in more ways than one, actually, as it turns out. Bob is one of our top human resources experts in the Brain Trust, and he's here to talk to us about some of the things you and I can do to strengthen the folks who work with us, strengthen the whole lineup of our folks. Bob, before we get back into that, though, I'd like for you to tell us how we can find you online, and I know you got a couple of e-books you want to talk about.
Yeah. Well, go to my website, thefusionfactor.com, and you'll see that I've got two e-books there for sale, and they're for the small business owner to help them with the issues of day-to-day managing their population. I've also am a contributing author to a book called 49 Marketing Secrets to help you market your organization.
Right. And that's those are available wherever books are sold?
The 49 Marketing Secrets is on Amazon.
Right.
Yeah. And the e-books are on my
e-books
website.
Are at your website, folks, which is Fusion Factor, fusionfactor.com. And so check that out when you get a chance. All right, Bob, we're talking about some some ways that we can make sure that we've got our talent lined up right, as you say, taking the opportunity to find the right folks now rather than later. I was saying that sometimes, well, you know, for a lot of small businesses, we don't do a lot of hiring. I mean, you know, it may be, a lot of small businesses could go 2 or 3 years without hiring somebody. So, Bob, we get out of practice. You know, without hiring a new person.
Yeah. Oh, so you want to talk about how to get them on board once you're
How do we get? The problem is, as I say, human resources is not the strong suit of most small business owners. Especially hiring new people.
Okay, then here's what I encourage people to think about. Have that plan in your back pocket before you need it. You know, the umbrella in the closet. So you should have a description of what you're going to look for before you actually need it. So that if that guy comes across your doorstep, like you said earlier, maybe you hire him a few months earlier. But you've got to have that, you've got to know what the target is. And that's what people don't do. They wait till, you know, the person gets hit by the proverbial bus and they say, oh my God, I need another one of those.
You know, I have talked, I like what you're saying, because I have talked to people about, young people about, you know, they say, well, we're, you know, one of these days we want to buy a house. And I say, well, have you started looking? And they said, no, we're not ready to buy yet. And I said, let me tell you something. That's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be in the market looking around right now, even though you're not ready to buy, so that 2 years from now, when you stumble on the perfect place, you will have already be able to compare it instantaneously to all the other things you've seen, and you won't miss an opportunity. And that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah. I call this being an informed opportunist. You have all that data so you can make that decision.
Say that again.
An informed opportunist. And I'll give you an example, Jim. I was always interviewing high-speed machine designers because they were so hard to find. I'd hire them whenever
Gillette.
I could get them.
When you work for Gillette, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and you probably hired some that became available even when you weren't quite ready to employ them.
Yeah, we did. And we absorbed that cost and said, because it's so high cost to hire them when they're not there, we need to do that right now.
And I think you're right, Bob. I think this is the kind of behavior, this is the kind of management discipline that small business owners are going to have to focus on. We often do the opposite, though, Bob. We often, because we're undercapitalized, because we of everything else going on, we're often behind the curve. In other words, we actually feel a lot of pain. We go through a lot of pain and frustration because we don't have the right people before we actually find the person. And by that time, we're all, you know, everything's kind of upside down.
Jim, up here in Boston, everybody runs out to buy snowblowers when we get 12 inches of snow. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll feel less pain if you step back. You know, do it at a particular time of the year. Do, you know, say January is going to be my month to plan for my workforce.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and I'll tell you something else, Bob. Another thing that happens is then you overlay what we've got going on right now, which is talk of a downturn. And so up to tomorrow pops up a just the right person that you think you're going to need in 6 months, but you don't know what to do because we got all this talk of a downturn. What I tell small business owners, Bob, is are you going to be in business a year from now? Are you planning on being around no matter what happens to the economy over the next few months? Then you got to make long-term plans.
Yeah, you absolutely do. But even from a tactical perspective, Jim, one of my clients is a small PR firm. It's only 8 people. She found somebody by accident that she loved. She felt she couldn't, she had a cash flow crunch. But what I encouraged her to do was to stay in dialogue with the person and say, I want to hire you in 3 months. And she did, and it's working great for her.
Well, you know, that's another good point. A lot of times, just talk to the people. Sometimes they may not be ready to go to work right now anyway. They may be looking for something 6, 8, 12 months from now.
Yeah. You know, if you're candid in the process, this person that we helped hired for this PR firm, she said to me, I was so happy that you told me you couldn't hire me right now, but you told me what was going to happen. Most employers don't tell me that.
You know, one more quick thing, Bob. If you've got good people, ladies and gentlemen, better love them up and let them know you appreciate them because somebody's looking at them too. Hey, Bob, give us your website one more time, please.
www.thefusionfactor.com.
TheFusionFactor.com. Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.